Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, October 12, 2021. I'm Jen Cutter. The Wall Street Journal states the Securities and Exchange Commission is communicating with attorneys for Francis Haugen, the former Facebook employee turned whistleblower. The SEC declined to confirm whether it is probing Ms. Haugen's allegations, and Facebook has not yet commented. As for a possible avenue of exploration within the complaints, former SEC enforcement official David Rosenfeld states, "If Facebook had information that their actual numbers were much lower than what they are reporting, or that clearly showed they were going to decline, that probably is the type of thing that should be disclosed." General Motors reached a deal with LG over replacing Bolt EV batteries, estimating LG will offset $1.9 billion of the $2 billion expense. GM states it was happy to reach this agreement with a valued and respected supplier after originally stressing the recall was due to manufacturing defects in LG batteries that could increase the risk of battery fires. According to Politico, the European Commission is preparing a draft proposal to be unveiled November 23rd, aiming to protect elections from undisclosed political ads, combat misinformation to voters through micro-targeting, and stopping political parties from misusing social media. The Commission wants to boost transparency around online political ads by forcing platforms to disclose more information about who is buying the ads and who they are targeted at. The proposal, in its current form, does not ban all micro-targeting. Canva, the online graphic design platform, announced a video editing suite. The video software offers a scene-focused interface, will be able to trim clips in the near future, add multiple audio tracks, and preview projects within the editor. The company also offers templates, much like with their standard media editing tools, for users to edit videos specific to TikTok or other services. Based on user feedback, Canva will also introduce tools for screen recording. DoorDash is now selling restaurant ads appearing atop search results in the app. The company previously let marketers pay for banner ads and ads offering discounts or free delivery, but never above search results. Ad placements on the not-yet-profitable service can be purchased through an automated bidding system, and sponsored listings only charge restaurants if users click through and place an order. Tile is revamping its Bluetooth tracker lineup, focusing on a platform-agnostic approach. Tile's Pro, Mate, Slim, and Sticker were redesigned to look like a key fob, come with IP67 water resistance, and the Mate, Slim, and Sticker had their ranges boosted up to 250 feet, were given louder rings, and promise up to 3 years of battery life. Trackers now have a QR code on the back, enabling the Lost and Found feature. There's also a new abuse prevention feature called Scan and Secure. Even without a Tile account, Android and iOS users in early 2022 will be able to scan if any unknown Tile devices are in their vicinity. Microsoft said its Azure cloud service mitigated a 2.4 terabytes per second distributed denial of service attack at the end of August, the largest DDoS attack recorded to date. Senior Program Manager for Azure Networking, Amir Dahan, said the attack was from a botnet of approximately 70,000 bots, primarily across the Asia-Pacific region, and identify the target only as an Azure customer in Europe. 1Password launched a new feature for securely sharing login credentials called Password Secure Sharing Tool, otherwise known as PST, and is reportedly one of the company's most requested features. Password Secure Sharing Tool allows for sharing a generated link other people can access even without an account. Generated links can be set to expire within an hour or up to 30 days. Instagram is testing in-app notifications for service outages, alerting users to temporary issues like outages or specific features like story uploads not currently functioning. Instagram says it won't send alerts for any service interruption, only ones that may be a source of confusion. The feature will be tested in the United States for the next few months. Instagram also showed a new account status section within the app, allowing users to see notifications about why any posts were removed and when an account is at risk of being disabled due to rule violations. Waze, the navigation app, announced integration with Headspace, the guided meditation app. The new Drive with Headspace feature, available now and only for a limited time, adds 5 moods: aware, bright, hopeful, joyful, and open, that swap out the car icon in Waze and allow drivers to stream a special Spotify playlist, which includes content from Headspace. Waze will also be able to give directions with Headspace's mindfulness teacher, Eve Lewis Prieto. And Patreon subsidiary Memberful launched a newsletter product, taking on Substack by charging 4.9% of creator revenue compared to Substack's 10%. Memberful also charges a monthly rate of $25 or $100, depending on the plan. The company's white label plan allows creators more branding control, and all creators retain ownerships over their email lists. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.